time we had a serious chat about work-life balance, the new ways of working, the societal and economic pressures that are affecting all of us. We're literally in danger of blowing up. But don't worry, I've got you back. In this week's episode, I'm going to give you a little bit of background on where all of this is coming from, and I'm going to share 6 ways that you can juggle better. So let's get started. So welcome back to The Change Show with Simon Phillips. If you haven't been here before, have a little look around my other episodes. There's lots here for you. The whole channel is devoted to helping people just like you to live a life that they feel is invigorating and also one in which they can feel energized enough to go out there and help other people. And talking of energy, this is where the whole work-life balance thing comes from. In the good old days, people like Jim Rohn could stand up and talk to us about making sure that we're only working our 8 to 10 hours a day, that we're making good use of our travel time. The journey from home to work and work to home could become your mobile university. But in those days, of course, we could all switch off. There was no media bleeping at us for 24 hours a day. The expectations of our employers were such that when we left the building, we were literally gone until we came back the next morning. But in the last 20 years, that's all been eroded. It started with email, it went on to social media, and now it's instant messaging, instant FaceTiming, instant interaction with people, just like that. But all of this has meant that the balance that we strive for is subsiding. It's becoming more elusive. It's becoming even more difficult to attain. And with the pandemic, it got consolidated. There were new problems to contend with. Working from home, hybrid working. And as we come out of all the lockdowns, there looks to be no return to what there was before. So when Jeff Bezos talks about work-life harmony, even that is now outdated. Work-life harmony is basically saying the time you spend in work shouldn't dominate. You should be there, you should be focused, you'd be happy, so that when you come home, you can be happy and motivated in that space too, and vice versa. But of course, now everything is in the same spot for those of us that work at home. And this new concept of juggling time has become more and more prominent. How do we do our job and look after the kids? How do we do our job and answer the door when deliveries arrive? How do we do our job tucked under a staircase because that's the only serviceable space in the house? How do we do our job when the Wi-Fi's down and there's no IT support to fix it? How do we do our job when you just can't reach out to people very easily and set up a quick meeting? Well, I've got 6 ideas for you that I think are really going to help. The first one is there are so many apps out there these days and you'll need to find one that tracks your time. Sometimes employers offer you this, but if they don't, get one for yourself. Now, this is not so that you can prove to someone what you've done. It's so that you can look at how you're spending your time. What's the significance of the interruptions? What are the opportunities, parts of the day when you could be really focused? Track your time for a couple of weeks and I think you'll see some amazing opportunities. The second thing you can do is only agree outcomes. It's very easy to get started on a project or an activity and just tell people where you're up to, how is it going. But even better is just talking about the outcomes that you're achieving. What this does for you is it means that you don't have to be in any place at any particular time as long as you're delivering what it is you've been asked to do. Agree the outcomes, not the process. The next thing you're gonna need to do is get much, much better at communicating. And I don't mean your verbal skills and your ability to report back or make a presentation. I mean reaching out and constantly communicating with your team. This is even more important when you're not in the same room as you used to be. Organize the calls, organize the FaceTime, organize the meetings. It doesn't really matter what the format is, you're gonna up your communication. And the reason is, if anything starts to slip, if there are any issues, you've got a closer knit group of people that you can share that with and hopefully get everything done. It also means you've got people to call on when you need a favor, when you need to skip a meeting or you need to attend to some other family business. And this all comes to the next one, which is boundaries. It's very easy when you're working from home, when you're working remotely, to just keep going. But instead of that, I want you to set out What are your boundaries? Have a look at your contract if you need to, and let people know, at this point in time, I will not be available. Stick your out of office on your email if you need to. Never respond to instant messages. Don't pick up the phone. If it's really, really urgent, whoever it is that's trying to contact you will try 4 or 5 different mechanisms to get hold of you. If they just try the one, I can guarantee you it'll wait until the next day you're working. And the next one when it comes to juggling is don't apologize. If you're now working from home, the expectation is there are going to be pets interrupting sessions, that are going to be children and other family members that are going to be in and out and trying to do things on their own time scales. Unless your company is paying for you to be in a specific space, then they can't expect you to have perfect, peaceful working environments. So don't apologize. Instead, get on with prioritizing. Now, you know I love anything to do with prioritizing because it all comes down to, what are your goals? Now, in a work sense, think about this as, what are the 3 things I need to achieve above everything else this week? And then make sure that in terms of outcomes, those are priority 1 for you. Priority 2 is anything contributing to that. Anything else is a priority 3 and doesn't even pass your desk. The same in the rest of your life. Have some priorities. If you've made an agreement to attend something with someone from your family, that's a priority 1. So that happens regardless of anything else. Think hard about what's in that priority 3 category. That includes some of those times when you may be watching TV or watching something on YouTube, and it's not because you really need the rest, it's because you haven't really thought about what you could be doing instead. So give them a go, and I think you'll find juggling a lot easier. If you found that useful, give me a thumbs up, and I'll see you here again next week. It's good to see you.